In this special Valentine's Day edition of the Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor looks at courtships from a non-human perspective.
Whether or not you planned well for it, Valentine's Day is here. I won't comment on the human behaviors associated with this holiday, but I can provide a bit of diversion and give suggestions about where to see animal courtship spectacles in Illinois. Consider, suggests May Barenbaum, who's head of the U of I Department of Entomology, the bizarre behavior of some pyralid moth males. In the process of courtship, they beat females over the head with the tip of their abdomen. This behavior may look like abuse to us, but in reality, its purpose is to transfer aphrodisiacs. Or think of how good your gift ideas look when compared to the offerings certain male insects present to prospective mates. Hanging flies, for example, which proffer dead flies, or certain impid fly males, which court females with empty balls of saliva. Makes a box of chocolates look pretty special after all, doesn't it? Chris Phillips, who's a herpetologist with the Illinois Natural History Survey, points out that in the world of amphibians, it's not unusual for courtship to involve a communal aspect, because mating requires frogs, toads, salamanders, and others to come together at bodies of water. Forget cozy dinners for two at candlelit restaurants. That's where their eggs will be laid so their young can develop before going off to breathe air and live on land as adults. Barring unusual weather, the rains that fall in late February and early March will get Illinois amphibians moving. Male spring peepers and wood frogs will vie for mates by singing, or calling if you prefer, beauty being in the ear of the beholder, in a chorus that can be uncomfortably loud for human observers. A male wood frog that lands a mate grasps her in an embrace called amplexus, which may look like a human hug, but he is apt to hang on for hours or even days, his grip secured by rough pads on his thumbs that develop during the breeding season just for that purpose. If you're more interested in birds, U of I avian ecologist Mike Ward calls attention to two courtship spectacles that can be witnessed in Illinois. One is the performance of male greater prairie chickens in the lek, a daily gathering during the breeding season where they compete for the attention of females. Males spar with each other to occupy the best positions in the field and then put on a highly choreographed performance that puts the funky chicken to shame. Prairie chickens hang on in only a couple of very small, isolated populations in Illinois, within the confines of the Prairie Ridge State Natural Area, southeast of Effingham. If you want to witness their courtship, it's best to make arrangements through the office there. It's much easier to catch the hardly less impressive courtship of American woodcocks, which takes place throughout the state, including a number of sites in Champaign and Vermilion counties. Beginning sometime in March, at dawn and dusk, male woodcocks put on a display that culminates in the Sky Dance, famously described by Aldo Leopold in a Sand County Almanac. A number of groups, including the Urbana Park District, the Champaign County Forest Preserve District, and the Champaign County Audubon Society, lead woodcock walks in March. Maybe you can make a date to join up with one.
To find out more about Environmental Almanac, to listen to it again, or to see photos, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. The Environmental Almanac is a service of the University of Illinois School of Earth, Society, and Environment, where Rob Cantor serves as communication coordinator.